USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senator Kamala Harris is canceling all campaign travel through the weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. Senator Harris tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on the nomination of federal Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court late next week.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'll conclude. I will not be voting to confirm Judge Barrett to the Supreme Court, but I frankly think we should not be taking this vote. We should not be proceeding today. We should instead be turning to the urgent business of protecting the American people.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons speaking there, to which Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy says,
I didn't come up here for delay and stultification, and you didn't even do that either, Chris. And let's go try to pass a bill next week.
USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
President Trump says he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is addressing the controversy surrounding actions a company took on Wednesday to block the spread of a New York Post article critical of Hunter Biden, calling them unacceptable. The Post claiming that Hunter Biden used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman with his father when he was vice president. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News everyone needs to be investigating this story.
And for everyone in the media who says, well, it's unverified. You know, that didn't stop the New York Times from going on and on and on with what they say are the president's tax returns. And it certainly didn't stop a whole lot of blue checkmark journalists from talking about the Steele dossier and the so-called P-tape.
Cruz also saying the Senate Judiciary Committee is planning to subpoena Dorsey and have him testify next week before the committee. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, a new report claims Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is connected to a Ukrainian businessman while his father was the vice president, and the vice president knew about the relationship. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News this is a story we need to be following.
These accusations are as serious as 4 heart attacks and a stroke. Now, we're talking about a major party nominee for president of the United States of America with an election right around the corner. And every single solitary responsible news organization needs to be investigating the veracity of these allegations.
Sports is continuing to be impacted by the coronavirus.
The pandemic continues to impact sports calendars as Saturday's college football game between LSU and Florida has been postponed after a coronavirus outbreak in the Florida program. The Southeastern Conference postponed the game after 18 Gator players tested positive. Florida had shut down football activities on Tuesday after the first handful of positive tests. The game has tentatively been rescheduled for December 12th. And for the first time in 77 years, the NFL will not hold a Pro Bowl after this season. The league announced Wednesday it will forego this season's edition of the game, scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, as it focuses on playing a full season and postseason in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.